There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. Stage Door.
Hello?
Hi there, I'm Wes Neufarmer, and I will be representing myself along with DDG today. And my favorite thing about theater is that it really teaches empathy, but also can be very exciting.
Hi guys, I'm Justin Usley. I'm an independent actor here in Dubai as well. You can check out my site at www.voiceofj.com. And it's a little self-fulfilling, In terms of theater, it is amazing, and I miss it because I haven't been on the stage since last spring, and I can't wait to be back on again.
So awesome. Let's start with you, Wesley. What are you up to? What are you doing?
Well, right now, I'm not working on any major huge productions right now. I'm really working in sort of the development of theater more. So through DDG, I'm doing a bunch of workshops and play readings. So we just did last week a workshop about stage management. And it's not something a lot of people know about, but it really is the backbone of theater production itself. And anything technical, you really need a fantastic stage manager. So it was a workshop I led geared towards directors and producers and other people who really run theater production. And why theater stage management is really important and how to really get good ones. So that was really fantastic. And a lot of people didn't know. So it was great to see Dubai Theater become more and more international and become more and more professional. And stage management can really help with that. I'm also doing a play reading series through DDG, where about once a month we're getting together and just picking a play and getting a group together and reading it. And it's not a performance thing at all. It's really casual. The most important thing to me about it is the snacks. So I bring a bunch of chips and drinks and all of that. And we get together and we read different plays. So I know 2 weeks ago I talked about how we had just read Steve Martin's play, Picasso at the Le Printemps Gilles, which was fun. And people, you know, we talk about it afterwards and people seem to like it a fair amount, but you could tell that people were a little bit wary of what they didn't like about it and how maybe they weren't so open about telling us that they didn't really like certain parts of it because we had chosen the play. And then last week we read Molière's The Imaginary Invalid, which I thought was going to be really dense and not at all approachable, but people loved it. And that's when they started telling us why they didn't like the Steve Martin play, because they loved this Molière show so much, even though it's like 350 years old.
Do you think it's because people think, you know, you've invited them, so they want to be polite? Would you tell people, encourage them not to do that and be honest about
I did, that's exactly what I did. I encouraged them not to be honest. But it's not just that they've been invited, it's that somehow the fact that I chose a play imbues me with a sense of authority, right? People think I must know what I'm talking about, when in fact we're just getting together and it's everybody who participates in theater saying what they think and reading this together.
Yeah, and that's the only way that you're going to be able to figure out what you like and what you don't like, especially when it comes to theatrical productions. I mean, I haven't been to one of these yet, but we've gone through like a couple readings, like just with other actors, and like you're sitting there and if you're just giving the awkward smile, like, this is great. You're not going to learn anything from that unless you say, all right, this is what I like about it, but not so much this.
Exactly. And I think it's something that people in Dubai, in theater, independent theater in Dubai is still in its infancy. And so, yes, you have some people who have years and years of background and years of training. And so they can talk about things from one perspective, but everybody can be a theater audience member. Mm-hmm. So when we ask the question, would you want to go see this play? Or more importantly, would you pay to see this play? The answer no is totally valid, right? Yeah. Everybody has their perspective. Everybody is an artist in this.
I guess, yeah, also because you're paying for it. So you do have a say in whether you like, and it's subjective, mm-hmm. isn't it? It doesn't have to be just because everyone likes it that you're supposed to like it as well.
Exactly, right. Or just because the person who has 10 years of theater background and has a degree in playwriting or whatever really likes it doesn't mean you also have to really like it. You can think, oh, this trope has sort of been done a lot before. Or you can say, oh, the humor is like very US-centric. And so it's really, I don't think it's something that I would want to see in Dubai. And it's also, it means that we get to hear lots of different perspectives, and other people then say, oh, there's this other play that I read once that we should read for this play reading series. And it really broadens the scope of what people are exposed to here. You know, we have a lot of Shakespeare here. We have a lot of light comedies. We have a lot of, you know, family dramas set in the late 20th century kind of thing.
And
going to these play readings and getting people's opinions really broadens the scope of what is going to be done in Dubai.
As an actor, do you think it's good to get constructive criticism from your audience?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've discussed this before, that when we were on, I think a couple months ago, that people are so afraid to, you know, approach you and say, like, what they say all the good things you did. But as an actor, the only way to grow and become bigger and better is to learn, like, of course, what the things you did. You're like, yay, me. But have someone tell you, okay, you were standing there and you were moving around, you were fidgeting. Was your character going to be moving around fidgeting? No. But if no one tells you that, everyone's just like, yay, I love you so much. It's like, great, I know you love me. But, you know, tell me how I can improve, how I can be better. And, like, you really need to grow that extra, like, you need that thick skin because you're never going to make it otherwise.
Yeah, when we come back, we are going to talk about a production that both of you have seen and have some differences in opinion when it comes to Mark and Steph, because they've seen it as well. I haven't seen it yet.
Stage Door.
So, yes, we have Mr. Wesley over there.
How's it going?
Hello, sir. How are you? And actor Justin, I've not seen you in a while, Justin.
Yeah, no, it's been a hot minute, yeah.
Listen to that voice. You know, I mean, he couldn't have been anything else but an actor with a voice like that.
I
could
agree.
He? So what did I miss?
You have missed what they have been up to.
Okay, and interesting stuff going on at the moment?
Yeah, we were talking about, it's not necessarily specifically production-oriented, but I've been doing a lot of things with DDG, some stage management workshops, and then the play reading series that we were doing. We just talked about how people can get very honest if you give them several things to talk about. So
right.
We read the first time a Steve Martin play, and everyone was very polite about how, you know, they enjoyed it. It was the good things. And we read a separate thing a couple weeks later, and that's when they were really honest about how they didn't like the Steve Martin show so much.
But we are speaking of reviews, and I believe both of you have now watched Amazing Dubai and have an opinion about it.
We have seen Amazing Dubai.
Yeah, Justin, what did you make of it?
Well, two of my good friends are in it, and I was just happy to see them, you know, doing what they do. But overall, they had great production values. I love the screens. I love the boat. I love the floating and everything. You know, it was beautiful in many ways, but there are certainly things that I would, you know, give criticism about. I mean, why don't we start with Wes?
I'm going to go and see it this weekend. Mm-hmm. So I'm really looking forward to it.
No spoilers.
Yeah, don't give me any spoilers. But I mean, you know, every this is the first time that a production like this has come to Dubai, where it's an ongoing kind of production, mm-hmm. full time positions for actors. So I mean, it really kind of testing the water a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah, which that's why I said it made me happy to see other actors full time, and Jess's a wonderful singer, Ian's a wonderful actor. So it was so cool just to be that you guys are doing it, you know, and that's amazing.
Yeah, and there needs to be more performance or more shows like this.
Absolutely.
In Dubai with this format, that sort of unending runs, mm-hmm. clearly high production values. The projection itself is really something to watch.
Yeah.
To pay sort of this much money for a theater show from an audience perspective, you rarely get production values this high.
Yeah.
Set and projection especially were so good. Were very compelling. I thought it was a great show. If this were in the Dubai Museum in sort of the kids section, it would be fantastic. I thought the storyline was very positive about Dubai and not necessarily complex for adults, not to ruin anything. And so in that way, I think it would be a great introduction for kids. And it, because of the way it speaks about Dubai, I think it would be great for the Dubai Museum that already has a lot of dioramas, that already has a lot of fun lights and technical things. That's where I would put this show.
And they've been utilizing that. I know because they have the two shows during the day. And you know, if you follow just Instagram, you can see like all these kids coming in. They're loving the show. Like they're clapping, like they're... And it's absolutely a beautiful thing to see. And the overall message is a great one, because we were talking about one particular number where they talk about how the UAE comes together as one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was the one I had the most mixed feelings about.
Yeah.
And not to, I don't want to spoil anything at all, but I think that the show, the one sort of piece of constructive criticism I would give the show is it doesn't necessarily focus as much on the sort of emotional impact of a lot of the things that have happened in Dubai and in the UAE. It talks about them a little bit, but doesn't show them. And I think when the UAE was really formed in the 70s, that has such potential to create so many different feelings in people, the sort of new sense of identity and who are we now.
Yeah.
And I really wish that had been explored a whole lot more.
It can give a big punch.
Yeah.
Well, it's great that you've both been along to see it, and I can't wait this weekend to pop over. We're going to come back after the news. We're going to be talking more theatre and a zombie musical, which I believe is in the pipeline. I can't wait to find out about that. And also chatting over cover a couple of stories as well from the world of theatre.
Stage Door.
Indeed, we are opening the curtains once again on the stage door. We have Wesley, independent theatre producer and director.
How are you?
Hello, sir. And also actor Justin, and I've just asked him how to pronounce his second name, and I've lost it.
Usley.
That's good enough, isn't it?
Yeah, we're getting there.
Now, Justin, you've got something coming up that's definitely a little bit different. A zombie musical.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell us more.
My friend Sarah K. Gibson, who's going to be the director, I'll be acting as the producer, we're aiming to put out a show called Dead Shambles next fall or winter. And yes, it is a zombie musical. So there, it's going to be... I'm so excited for it because there's going to be audience participation, like zombies wandering around, and there's music. And I did actually bring some lyrics if you'd like to share.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
So just a little sample.
Is this like a first ever on radio?
Yeah, right. Yeah. So... All of me, why don't you eat all of me? I can't flee, you got me surrounded. Tear off my arms, I'm dumbfounded. Take off my legs, I'm already grounded. You ate the part that once was my heart. Why not eat all of me?
John Legend would be proud of that, wouldn't he?
So this is a bit of a comedy, you'd say.
It is, yeah. Yeah. No, it's a dark comedy for sure, so... we'll definitely be bringing updates, and we're generating interest right now. So, yeah.
Can you give us any inside scoops right now about the plot or anything? Is that
So the overall plot is it's seven survivors who are stuck inside a police station, and it's a two-act play, and throughout the two acts, you kind of have to figure out, you know, who are really the monsters? Is the zombies outside or the people on the inside? And every once in a while, there's a breakout in a song. And, and the fun thing is, it's very, you can take it very different ways. Like, you could use it as a rap song or as a pop song, like I did. And, like, yeah, the lyrics are all very ridiculous, as you can gather. But no, it'll be a good time. So people can look forward to that late 2008.
Have we got a title?
2018.
Have we got a title?
Back in time.
No. Exactly.
Have you got a title for it yet?
Yeah. Dead Shambles is
Dead Shambles.
Yeah. By Chris Raven is the playwright.
I was going to ask, I mean, if you're guessing who's a zombie and who isn't, you wouldn't be having zombie voices on, would you? Because that would give it away.
I'm certainly not going to tell that.
And is there going to be a lot of extras dressed as zombies in this? I mean, zombies usually...
I'm certainly not going to tell that.
Do you know where it's going to be or when specifically it's going to be yet? Or is that all still being determined?
Yeah, so the aim right now, we were talking with a couple venues, and the aim right now would be fall or winter 2008. So
2018?
I don't know why. I'm stuck in the past. Yeah.
It was a good year. Don't worry.
We've got a text on 4001 asking auditions.
Yes. 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 Those will, again, since it's going to be a little bit, but we're starting to put the feelers out now. So as soon as we get any information, again, you can check out my website. I'll be posting stuff on voicesofj.com, and I'll be also setting up its own website as well. So
nice. And I imagine there'll be things on like the theater WhatsApp.
Yeah, yeah. Theater WhatsApp,
Facebook,
the whole,
all of that.
Whole spiel. So, yeah.
Fantastic. That's definitely going to be something a bit different.
Yeah. And Sarah Kay, your director, I just worked with for Complete Works of William Shakespeare. So she's fantastic as well.
She is, yeah.
This is going to be a great team, huh?
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a lot of work for the makeup artist in this one as well, isn't there?
Yeah. No, we already have. We've been sitting there like, ideas,
really?
You know, yeah.
So that's how you spend your evenings, isn't it?
No.
Now, coming back to you, Wesley, you've dug up a story that we can have a little chat about.
Yeah,
today.
Well, it's a sort of a heavy story coming right off of that. But I think what really appeals to me in theater often is its ability to transform our own deep experiences and sometimes sad experiences into really moving art and really a different way of sharing those kinds of things. There's a new play called Don't Be Afraid, Cancer Companions, and it's China's first play written, directed, and performed by cancer survivors. So it tells the story of a cancer treatment center and how it uses drama therapy to raise patients' morale and give them the hope and confidence needed to face every day. The director, who she herself has lung cancer, she hopes people are really affected by the show, and everybody, whether you had the whether you've had cancer, whether your family members, friends, caregivers, any of that, come see the show and feel sort of similarly emboldened and uplifted. It's received amazing reviews. She says, even though you're at the edge of a cliff, you can dance as long as there's room for your toe. And so it's just really nice to see all of that. And it started in Beijing last month, and now it's in Shanghai, and it's going to tour all over. I can't wait to see it either come here or get translated into lots of different languages. But I think we so often go to theater to be entertained for comedy, for musicals, for all of that. And I think sometimes you really need a moving experience to come out of that with a new appreciation of different aspects of life, but also to get that kind of catharsis about your own life, too.
I mean, Justin, obviously this is going to bring different emotions out of the audience, isn't it? But there's definitely a place for this kind of theater.
Oh, absolutely. Especially, you know, some like Dubai, like I think this would be, it is deep, it's dark, it's uncomfortable, but it's good to get into those spaces, especially as an actor or the audience. Like, if you come out of somewhere and you really went on a trip, like inside yourself, or thinking about, like you said, thinking about a sibling or your parents or a friend who's gone through something like this, that's a powerful message. And if you're fundamentally changed, then that's worth any money you put out there.
And they're so difficult topics to talk about anyway. It's not like at a dinner party you're like, oh, by the way. So it's amazing to have this kind of formal forum where you can really express those emotions and confront them yourself.
Yeah, and even about knowing a bit about it, because you wouldn't necessarily know. I mean, okay, if someone tells you about it, you wouldn't know how to react or the right amount of, you know, like, how should you be in this kind of situation?
Yeah, it's not something that's talked about normally.
Exactly.
And you know, they say often it's the caregivers, often it's the relatives who, you know, you don't really, exactly, you don't know in that kind of setting what to say to the person. And this kind of show can really help with that also.
Yeah.
And you've got to admire the actors as well, because, you know, many people who are in that situation, the last thing they would want to do is get on a stage and perform like this.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I can't imagine to have lung cancer and direct a show at the same time. That's pretty amazing. But it also gives that very genuine feel to it. And it's not somebody who's like, well, I've seen a lot of movies. Let me see if I can just whip together a show. It's really, really genuine.
And I mean,
Justin, I mean, have you ever been in productions that are very, very heavy, you know, heavy kind of material that's, you know, quite perhaps considered depressing?
Well, I was actually, right before I came to Dubai, I was in a show called Oleana. I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's by, I can't think of the author's name, but the show circles around a professor in three acts and his student. And the first act, it deals with the student comes in to complain about a grade, and an event happens. In the second act, you find out that the professor's been accused of sexual harassment, so he's losing his job. And the girl is, you know, is she lying? Is she not lying? In the third act, there's a fight, and so I had to learn, you know, to stage fight, and it's very rough, and that's how it ends. And at the end of it, you just drive home, and you're drained. Like, you have nothing. You know, you're just, you have nothing left in you. And it's an awesome feeling, but it's at the same time, it's like, well, people going through this in real life, losing their jobs, losing their lives, like losing their home. And on the other side, the girls who, on the same token, like, you know, they don't know what to do. And it's...
And as a theater experience, it can be some of the best theater you've ever seen. And if you think about some of the best shows you've ever seen in your life, the ones that moved you the most, usually it's not necessarily the fun comedies. It's these really deep shows that touch on things that you wouldn't necessarily want to talk about just an everyday conversation.
David Mamet, sorry.
David Mamet.
All right, we got him in the end. thank you so much, guys. Justin and Wesley, you're off on your holidays.
I am. I'll be back in January.
Yeah, fantastic. We'll see you in January. And Justin, we'll see you hopefully in a few weeks. Who knows?
hopefully I'll be back.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.